Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Highlights from Hebrews, episode 24. Today we're having a look at chapter 2 and verse 10. Just verse 10 today. It says this: "In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered." Wonderful verse, lots of depth and just a few words there. Bringing many sons and daughters, not a few, but many. God's desire is for heaven to be full. And bringing them to glory, the glory that Jesus, of course, has and shares with us. He says it's fitting that God should make the pioneer of our salvation perfect through suffering. I'd just like to think there about how difficult that must have been for God. For God the Father to see Jesus the Son suffering must have been so hard. And yet he didn't hold back from that because he wanted us to share in his glory. A few years ago, when my son was young, he contracted meningitis. Part of what had to happen to confirm the diagnosis was he needed a lumbar puncture. I accompanied him to the hospital, and the doctors asked me to hold my son down so they can do this procedure, which involves sticking a needle into his spine. It's extremely painful, and you cannot have an anesthetic for it. I remember holding my son down on the couch there as he, well, screamed in pain as they made the lumbar puncture and took the fluid. It was needed. It was necessary. It was the loving thing to do. But my goodness, I'll never forget how it felt. How much more intense it must have been for God to see Jesus suffer. But he did it so that we could be brought to be sons and daughters and share in his glory. How amazing that is. My son made a full recovery, thankfully. And Jesus made a different kind of recovery in that he rose from the dead. And that gives us faith for our own resurrection. Something to pray about today with gratitude. We'll finish, as always, with Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. "Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen." Until episode 25, God bless.